on WCNO 89.9 FM for a special program, Thy Word.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is the first Psalms, part 2. Verse 1 states, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Verse 4 says, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." This is an abrupt contrast. Literally, the wicked are not so. Chaff is the husk and straw removed by threshing, and it is lighter than the edible kernels. When a farmer tosses threshed wheat into the air, the wind drives away the chaff. Those who reject God's covenant are like chaff, in that they bring no benefit to anyone. Chaff is a frequent Old Testament word picture from harvest time for what is unsubstantial, without value, and worthy only to be discarded. We know that the chaff grows with the wheat until harvest time. The chaff is destroyed, and the wheat is carried into the barn. The ungodly live around the godly in this world, but at harvest time, there is a separation. The ungodly, like the chaff, are destroyed at harvest time. The ungodly are of no use, just as the chaff is thrown away at harvest. Verse 5 states, "Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." To stand in the judgment of God is a desired outcome here, a symbol of divine approval. Congregation of the righteous refers to God's people, those whose faith is reflected by their delight in God's word and who live according to it. In the day of judgment, the wicked will not be left standing with those who love God and strive to obey him. They will be separated and sentenced to eternal punishment. Therefore, introduces the strong conclusion that the ungodly will not be approved by God's judgment. At harvest time, we shall all appear at the judgment seat of Christ. The ungodly shall be cast into the lake of fire, and the believers in Christ shall reign with him. How wonderful to stand before Jesus and hear him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." How terrible for the ungodly who will hear him say, "Get away from me, I never knew you." We stand or fall by the judgment of Jesus. The ungodly will fall at this judgment. Heaven is for the believers in Christ. There will be no ungodly in heaven. Verse 6 states, "For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The Lord knoweth. This is far more than recognition. The Lord knows everything. In this context, the reference is to personal intimacy and involvement with his righteous ones. He knows with affection and approval. The way of, the repetition of this phrase picks up on the path imagery so characteristic of this psalm. It refers to one's total course of life, a lifestyle. Here these two courses arrive at the ways of life and death, shall perish. One day the wicked person's way will end in ruin. A new order is coming, and it will be a righteous order. So Psalm 1 begins with blessed and ends with those who perish. There is the broad way which leads to destruction, but there is also the narrow way of righteousness, which tends to eternal life in Christ. The righteous have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We, by our own free will, choose eternal life or death. The way we choose to follow on this earth determines the outcome. The righteous are made righteous in the sight of God when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Our own righteousness was as filthy rags until we washed in the blood of the Lamb and took on His righteousness. God knows even the thoughts of your heart. God knew from the foundation of the earth. He did not foreordain, but foreknew. Jesus died a painful death on the cross that we might be saved from our sins. After 3 days, He arose with all powers in His hands. He is able to keep us. So turn your way over to His way and live for Him. FDA may finally ban artificial red dye from beverages, candy, and other foods. By Caitlin Sullivan, December 7, 2024. In a 2012 review of studies on artificial food dyes and ADHD symptoms, which included the research presented to the FDA in 2011, researchers concluded that artificial food colorants are not a mainstay of ADHD, but they may contribute significantly to some cases, and in some cases may additionally push a youngster over the diagnostic threshold. Officials completed the California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, a 2021 review of all the available research that studied whether artificial food dyes may have an effect on human health. The conclusion: consumption of synthetic food dyes can result in hyperactivity and other neurobehavioral problems in some children, and that children vary in their sensitivity to synthetic food dyes. The evidence now shows pretty conclusively that when some kids eat these, they will experience nervous system effects that look like ADHD, Galligan said. There are 27 human clinical trials that show these dyes do in effect harm children's behavior. FDA proposed putting nutrition info on the front of food packages. The new labels would put saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar directly in front of shoppers to nudge them to make healthier choices. Packaged foods often come with a number of health claims, which can make it confusing for people to know what's good or bad for them. By Berkeley Lovelace Jr. and Marina Koff, January 14, 2025, the Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday proposed a new rule for nutrition labels on packaged food and drinks that intended to help people make healthier choices at a glance. Under the proposed rule, which shoppers could see as early as 2028, food manufacturers would be required to display levels of saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar on the front of the packaging, in addition to the standard nutrition labels on the back. Packaged foods in the United States often come with a number of health and nutrition claims, which can make it confusing for consumers to know what's good or bad for them, said Lindsay Smith-Talley, a nutrition epidemiologist at the University of North Carolina, Gilling School of Global Public Health. Fruit drinks, for example, may advertise high levels of vitamin C on the front of the bottle, making them seem like a healthy choice. But at the same time, they are loaded with added sugar, Smith Talley said. The idea is that by placing certain nutrition information directly in front of consumers, they'll be more likely to make health-conscious decisions. We believe that food should be a vehicle for wellness, not a contributor of chronic disease. Rebecca Buckner, the FDA's Associate Deputy Director for Human Food Policy, said on a call with reporters. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is God's love. The prison industry in America is big business, and some have called it the new Jim Crow. On a recent prison documentary, one of the inmates stated that she felt love and respect in prison that she never felt at home. She said that her father left home when she was young and that her mother was not around much. She said the pain of not feeling love drove her to the pipe. And when she hit that cracked pipe, it took away her pain. Please understand that we can all endure a great deal of pain and what we call not fair life experiences when we know who loves us. Everybody wants to be loved. However, sometimes we do not receive the love we desire. Have you ever felt unloved? The pain of not feeling love sometimes drives us to make unwise decisions. Decisions like turning to illegal drugs, alcohol, abusive relationships, or other addictions that may not be in our best interest. However, be encouraged because there is good news. From Genesis to Revelation, from Earth's greatest tragedy to Earth's greatest triumph, the story of humanity's lowest depth and God's highest heights can be couched in the 25 beautiful words of John 3:16. Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This verse is an alphabet of grace and a table of contents to the Christian hope. In this great verse, we see the highest statement of theology as it portrays God's nature as a God who deeply loves. It portrays the genius of soteriology as it shows how God planned to rescue mankind through the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. Millions of people read the verse, but only a handful trust it. Some people believe it's too good to be true. Many people misunderstand God's attribute of love. God is love does not mean that everything is happy and sweet, or that God's love could not possibly allow punishment for sins. God's holiness and divine law demand that all sin be punished. However, God's love provided a plan of redemption and salvation for a lost world. By that plan, Jesus came from heaven to give his life as the final and perfect sacrifice for our sin. But we must respond. We must believe. We must commit our lives to Jesus Christ and trust him as our Lord and Savior. Do you have an attitude of gratitude for God's love? Will you respond to his call to eternal salvation by faith in him? If so, everlasting life is yours. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.